Well, good afternoon and welcome to the weekend. You're tuned to listener-supported FM 88.5 KSBR. And we call this a whole nother thing. My name is Bob Goodman, and for the next 3 hours, I'm going to take you on a musical journey. I'm going to play you a lot of great music. Most of it's stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. Certainly not presented in the same fashion, so if you're into music and this is your first time tuning in, well, you're in for a treat. Our featured artist coming up just about 5 p.m. will be Sir Paul McCartney. We'll feature 60 minutes of Paul's music. And again, there's quite a bit of stuff that doesn't get played on the radio anywhere. So sit down, relax, pour yourself your favorite beverage, unless, of course, you're somewhere driving in a vehicle. And we don't want you to do that. So stick around for the next couple of hours. And if you live in South Orange County, well, tonight you're going to look at mostly clear skies. We'll have an overnight low around 45. And tomorrow, sunny skies, abundant sunshine. It's going to be quite warm. We're going to have afternoon highs of about 84. And looking ahead to the work week, well, Monday, Tuesday, sunshine and clouds mixed with highs in the mid-70s and overnight lows in the mid-40s. And right now, outside our studios, under beautiful blue skies, not a cloud to be found, we have 72 degrees. Well, as we approach, what is next week is daylight savings time. It's my favorite day of the year. You know, we get that sunshine up until about 6 or 7 p.m., and it just makes the day feel so much longer. So, looking forward to that. This is our first Saturday in the month of March, and I've got some great music for you, and here we go. Listener-supported FM 88.5 KSBR. Wow. Rhinoceros. When was the last time you heard that tune? Rhinoceros from the, well, it's one of my favorite albums of all time. The debut album, the one with the rhinoceros on the cover, which was a brainchild of Paul Rothchild, the chief producer at Elektra Records. They had this idea to come up with a communal gathering of musicians to create music. and it spawned this, they called it Project Supergroup, and it was, became Rhinoceros, who had a short run, a couple of albums, but nothing compared to the first album. And that song was called Along Comes Tomorrow. If you're hearing it for the first time, it's an album. If you go to YouTube, you can probably pick up on some of the cuts without having to pay for it first. But I guarantee you, if you buy the album wherever it's available these days, I had to pay, actually. This is how important this album was to me. I actually paid $100 for it back in the days before you could record CDs at home. We're talking 1989 or so. I found on the internet before, you know, the World Wide Web, when it was Netscape or Mozilla, I found a company that supplied music to motion picture studios. So if they needed some obscure record to kind of punctuate the timeline, they used this company. And they had these pristine LPs. I had the record myself, but, you know, it had endured quite a few scratches, and it had been played out, and it was no longer available. And it wasn't available on CD at that point. CD had been in its infancy. It was only about 3 or 4 years, and the only things that were coming out were, you know, the top stuff. So I found this company, and for $100, they burnt the CD for me. And there I had it, the first Rhinoceros album, pristine, you know, brand new, like right off the master. And subsequently found it for $7.99 at Tower Records. But that's how important that particular record was. And you have my endorsement that if you buy it, you will enjoy it. It's not dated at all. It's quite good. And it featured notably the lead vocalist, John Finley. And the guitar player was Danny Weiss. And Danny Weiss was the original guitar player with Iron Butterfly before the Ingata Da Vida album. The first Iron Butterfly album features a guitar player by the name of Danny Weiss, who lives up in the L.A. area. Rhinoceros, there you have it. More information than you probably needed. And right before that, a group that kind of spawned that type of music, the incorporation of R&B and rock and a little bit of jazz and adding some horns and some really good arrangements. It was called an electric music band, and it was led by Mike Bloomfield, who had just left Paul Butterfield's group and formed his own band called the Electric Flag, featuring Mr. Buddy Miles on drums and Barry Goldberg on keyboards and a host of others. And we heard Sitting in Circles, which was written by Barry Goldberg, who was also, like Mike Bloomfield, from Chicago. And then we have Janis Joplin, featuring the guitar work of Mike Bloomfield on a song you don't hear much, One Good Man, Janis Joplin. And they're going to be releasing another box set called, it's the, I guess, 40th anniversary of Pearl. And some outtakes and stuff, Janis Joplin. And starting things off with the band, yes, those guys that used to back Bob Dylan. And perhaps their signature song, a song covered by many, but none quite as good as the band. And a tune called Chess Fever. What a name for a band. Hey, what's your name? We're the band. Not arrogant, just assured, confident. 26 after 3 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we'll be right back right here on A Whole Nother Thing with Bob Goodman with more great tunes. So stick around. And we're back on A Whole Nother Thing with Bob Goodman. And more good music coming your way. Thank you.
walking down the street one day and forget to look the other way. Suddenly everything you ever had comes within 2 inches of a taxi cab. There comes a time you gotta ask yourself, where am I going? What have I done? Are you living the life that you always dreamed of? Giving your time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you living the life? Are you making the most chance you're given? Or just barely getting by? Keeping it your best try. Are you living the life? Corporate lawyer in a pinstripe suit. He's got a corner office making all kinds of loot. He just decided he's had enough one day. He pulls off his tie and he walks away. Everybody's got their little voice and the dreams we had as girls and boys. Are you living the life that you always dream of? Giving the times to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you living the life? Are you taking the orders you've been given or breaking the rules with your own decisions? Is any time you try? Are you living the life? Ooh, made all these rules anyway. Ooh, they playing us for fools. Some of us break free. When you grow up, what will you be? To make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you taking the orders you've been given or breaking the rules with your own decisions? Why isn't it time we try? Are we living the lie?
Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta
Well, I guess at the beginning of this show, I told you to sit down, relax, and pour yourself your favorite drink. Well, if you were still sitting down after that, then you must have had a lot to drink. Elvin Bishop, going back to 1974, putting on his traveling shoes, and haven't we all done that? Elvin Bishop, who, what a career. Started with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, trading licks with Mike Bloomfield. What a gig, huh? Elvin Bishop. And if you listen to the East-West album, particularly the work song, you'll hear Elvin do his solo and then Mike Bloomfield do his solo. And it's just unbelievable. And then 1974 was really, well, it was like the dawn of this type of music, this kind of roadhouse music. You know, you had the Allman Brothers, you had Lynyrd Skynyrd, you had Marshall Tucker Band, and Elvin Bishop putting on his traveling shoes. And speaking of this type of music, one of the major contributors was a guy by the name of Les Dudek. And I had the pleasure of seeing Les about 2 years ago, July 4th weekend, right here in San Juan Capistrano at the library. So intimate, up front and close. Les Dudek, what a talent. And Les was a member of the Allman Brothers Band. He played with and toured with Boz Scaggs. He played on Boz's signature record, Silk Degrees. He's played with Stevie Nicks, Steve Miller, you name it, and had quite a good solo career. That one, a tune from his 1977 release called Say No More. And you may remember another tune called City Magic that got a lot of airplay back in the mid-1970s. Les Dudek. And right before that, a guy that influenced all of these dudes by the name of Roy Buchanan, who tragically met his death in a jail cell, in a holding cell in Fairfax, Virginia in 1988, just when he was catching fire, so to speak. And the jury's still out what actually happened, whether he hung himself or someone helped him along the way. But he was picked up for public intoxication, of all things, and ended up the next morning discovered dead. Roy Buchanan. And we heard a tune that was recorded live at New York's Town Hall in 1974. It appears on an album called Livestock. If I Could Change My Mind, Roy Buchanan. And start things off with Martin Sexton and Living the Life. And yes, I am living the life here because you let me play music for you every Saturday afternoon. We call it a whole nother thing. And to one of our loyal listeners, been listening for oh so many years, Ron in Laguna, here's some Spirit.
aside from my eyes to see you in sleep. Could it stop the sunrise hearing you weep? You're not seen, you're not heard, but I stand by my word. Came a thousand miles just to catch you while you're smiling. What a day for laughter and walking at night. Me following after your hand holding tight. And the memory stays clear with a song that you hear. If I can but make the words awake, the feeling. Hoping your faith in impossible schemes that are born in the sight of the wind blowing by, while the dimming light brings the end to a night of love.
A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? You roll on roads
fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Something in the air, it's a brand new day, that's right, brand new way, brand new day.
Listener-supported FM, 88.5 KSBR. Al Cooper, founder of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, studio musician of fame, and responsible for that iconic organ riff on Like a Rolling Stone. And he actually went into that recording session as a hired gun to play guitar. And after he heard Mike Bloomfield play a few licks, he said, So the piano was already taken, and the organ was sitting there unattended, and he saddled on over there and started playing. And when Dylan heard the mix being played back, he told the studio engineer at the time to bring up the organ, and the rest is history. Member of the Blues Project, then left, and along with fellow member Steve Katz, started Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and appeared on the first album, Child is Father to the Man, and then he was summarily dismissed from the group, his own group. Voted off the island, so to speak, and had a great solo career. And in between, decided that he was going to be a manager and producer, and found this group called Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the rest is history, as I say. And Al's been keeping it real for so many years. His career started with a group called the Royal Teens in Queens, New York City. You may remember a song called Short Shorts. Who wears short shorts? And he wrote the song This Diamond Ring that Gary Lewis and the Playboys had such a great big hit. Singer, songwriter, studio musician par excellence, Al Cooper. And he's also taught music at the renowned Berklee School of Music, and then moved to Nashville and did some stuff there. Al Cooper on a whole nother thing. And right before Al, we had Cat Stevens. Where Did the Children Play? With all this progress, with all the skyscrapers being built up, where did the children play? Kind of like Joni Mitchell. You know, they paved Paradise and they put up a parking lot. Jethro Tull, Reasons for Waiting. And we started things off with Spirit and a little instrumental, pretty little ballad called Taurus. 13 after 4 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in South Orange County. It's so beautiful, they named a song after it. And we'll get to that right after this.
K206AA Laguna Beach and 89.5 K208AM Newport Beach.
And we're back on a whole nother thing. Excuse the frog in the throat. I can't get rid of this cold. I mean, it's just hanging on enough to bother you. You know what I mean? It just keeps morphing into different things, whether it's a cough or sore throat or, you know, stuffed nose, just head congestion. It just keeps changing. As promised, on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's called Clear Blue Skies.
The faces of our lives skies and see how the time goes by. All we can find out is among the tears that will fall when the meadow cries.
Dear ideas, much too much to think of. We need
jump in that paddle wheel bumping. Black swan will keep rolling on past just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all.
Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want to hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy
with you
all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want to hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on.
Child, I last a while. You can't conceive of the pleasure in my smile. You hold my hand, rough up my hair. It's lots of fun to have you there. I gave to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what you love. The sky is blue and so is the sea. What is the color when black is burned? What is the color? You are a man, you understand. You pick me up and you lay me down again. You make the rules. Say what's fair. It's lots of fun to have you there. I gave to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what. are. You can't conceive of the pleasure in my smile.
It's a whole nother thing with Bob Goodman. Buffalo Springfield, Neil Young singing a Neil Young composition, I Am a Child. The Doobie Brothers, Black Water, from an album called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. How about that? Loggins and Messina in the house at Pooh Corner. And we started things off with Clear Blue Skies, courtesy of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Because it's so apropos of today. 72 degrees outside our studios, high atop the campus of Saddleback College. And clear blue skies, not a cloud to be seen. On this first Saturday in March, as we approach spring 2012. Can't wait. And next Saturday, next Sunday, we'll have our clocks turned forward. And we get that extra hour of sunshine, and it feels oh so good every year. It's like a new awakening. This is a whole nother thing. My name is Bob Goodman. And our featured artist, Paul McCartney, coming up in, well, right after this set of music. And we lost one of our favorites, Davy Jones, the Monkees, at the age of 66, way too early on Wednesday. Davy Jones and the Monkees. So I thought I'd put together this little tribute.
The King of Sore, he called for war, and the King of Sam, he answered. They fashioned their weapons, one upon one, ton upon ton. They called for war at the rise of the sun. Out went the call to one and to all, that echoed and rolled like the thunder. Trumpets and drums, roar upon roar, roar upon roar, rolling the call of come now to war. Throughout the night they fashioned their might, with right on the side of the mighty. They puzzled their minds, plan upon plan, man upon man, and the dying of dawn, the great war began. They met on the battlefield, banner in hand. They looked out across the vacant land, and they counted the missing, one upon one, none upon none. The war, it was over before it begun. Two little kings playing.
You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by
tiny boy. He left the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. Love. La 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 da da. La 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 la.
D.W. Washburn.
I heard a sweet voice say. Day. A hot bowl of soup is waiting. A hot bowl of soup and a shave.
D.W. Washburn.
We picked you to save.
Memphis, Tennessee, hardly crawling, looking dust, babe. some little water, a little bit of wine. He opened up his eyes, but they didn't seem to shine. And the doctor said, give them jug band music. It seems to make them feel just fine. So if you ever get sickly, get sister, run quickly to the dusty closet shelf and pull down a washboard and play a guitar chord and do a little do-it-yourself. Call on your neighbors to put down their labors and come and play the harbor in time. Because the doctor said, give them jug band music, it seems to make them feel just fine. I was floating in the ocean, greased with suntan lotion, when I got wiped out by a beach boy. He was surfing when he hit me, but jumped off his board to get me, and he dragged me by the armpit like a child's toy. As we staggered in the land with all the waiters eating sandwiches and tried to mooch a towel from the hoi polloi. He emptied out his eardrums, I emptied out mine. And everybody knows that the very last line is the doctor said, give them jug band music. It seems to make them feel just fine. Jug band music, it seems to make them feel just fine.
Band. so good. And I wouldn't live without her, even if I could.
It's a whole nother thing with Bob Goodman on Listener Supported FM 88.5 KSBR. It was a sad week. We lost Davy Jones of the Monkees at young age of 66 to a heart attack. Davy Jones. So put together those songs, a little bit of a tribute. Davy, I know you can hear me. I know you're listening. And we just heard one of their more popular tunes, Valerie. And right before that, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band out of California, 1967, their debut recording. And it featured none other than Jackson Browne, wrote a couple of songs on that album. And they used to play at McCabe's Guitar Shop, where last week for the first time, darkened those doors and saw Garland Jeffries perform there. And what a neat place that is. McCabe's Guitar Shop and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band used to play there with Jackson. And right before that, Jesse Colin Young, the Youngbloods, Grizzly Bear, Lovin' Spoonful, some jug band music, and then three Monkey tunes you will never hear on the radio. And it just brought to mind. They were known as this zany, you know, knockoff of the Beatles. And so I figured, what better tribute than to play three of their zaniest songs? Well, Zora and Zam, which started things off, is not really zany. It's kind of a anti-war song. But Cuddly Toy, written by Harry Nilsson. And if you regular listener, when we did our feature on Harry a couple of weeks ago, that was one of the songs I played, Cuddly Toy. Monkees actually had the hit with it. And D.W. Washburn. Zor and Zam, Cuddly Toy, D.W. Washburn, Jug Band Music, Grizzly Bear, Buy For Me the Rain, and Valerie. And it must be a whole nother thing because you're not going to hear any of that music anywhere else, whether it's satellite, underground, internet, only right here on a whole nother thing. And we're going to be right back with our featured artist, Paul McCartney. Right after this, we're back here. Out of all the former Beatles, Paul McCartney by far had the most successful solo career, maintaining a constant presence on both the British and American charts during the 1970s and 1980s. In America here alone, he had 9 number one singles and 7 number one albums during his first 12 years of his solo career. Although he sold records, McCartney never attained much critical respect, especially when compared to his former partner, John Lennon. Then again, he pursued a different path than Lennon, deciding early on that he wanted to be in a rock band. Well, within a year after the Beatles' breakup, McCartney had formed Wings with his wife, Linda. And the group remained active for the next 10 years, racking up a string of hit albums, singles, and tours worldwide. By the late 1970s, many critics were taking pot shots at McCartney's effortlessly melodic songcraft. But that didn't stop the public from buying his records. His sales didn't slow considerably until the late 1980s, and he retaliated with his first full-scale tour since the 1970s. It was a considerable success. During the 1990s, Paul McCartney recorded less frequently, concentrating more on projects like his first classical recording and a techno album, as well as contributing to the Beatles anthology. Paul McCartney is our featured artist, and we'll talk more about Paul. But first, how about a taste? It's a Whole Nother Thing with Bob Goodman.
I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bye.
misunderstood. It's everywhere with my love.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Silly Love Songs, a bit of self-parody by Paul McCartney from an album from 1976 titled Wings at the Speed of Sound. Silly Love Songs. You know, John Lennon, his songwriting partner for oh so many years, and fellow Beatle, and I guess competitor, always kind of made fun of Paul's solo work as being non-essential and just silly melodic love songs. I guess that's his answer. Silly Love Songs from At the Speed of Sound from 1976. My Love from 1973. Perhaps the first solo McCartney tune that crossed over to many different charts, middle of the road at the time. I'm a Bluebird from 1973's Band on the Run, and the first solo recording where Paul played every instrument himself, and a tune called Junk from 1970. We start things off with Back to the Egg, and the tune from that was called We're Open Tonight, and that was from 1979. This is a whole other thing. My name is Bob Goodman, and you and I, well, we do this every Saturday afternoon. We hang out, play a lot of great tunes, many of them, stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. So, glad you're sticking around. You know, as I say every Saturday, there's no place else I'd rather be. And we'll be right back right after this. And we're back on a whole other thing with Bob Goodman. Paul McCartney, our featured artist. Say Bye Bye, Helen's Wheels, Paul McCartney and Wings from Band on the Run. We heard a bunch of stuff from that particular album. Well, we heard Jet right before that. It's an album that was released in 1973, and right around the same time a single came out. It actually should have been on that record. Junior's Farm has the same kind of feel. Junior's Farm, and we start things off from the debut, the song that established Paul firmly as a true solo artist. Maybe I'm Amazed, covered by quite a few, most notably Rod Stewart with The Faces. From 1970, McCartney, and an album he played every instrument on. And that's something he's going to replicate. He's in the studio right now recording a new album, so as we don't think he's slipping into that standards bag or smooth jazz type bag. So he's in the studio now recording a rock and roll album, and he's playing all the instruments. Paul McCartney, at the young age of 68. And let's talk a little bit more about Paul. You know, he continued work in the realms of popular and classical music, and touring the world and performing at a large number of concerts and events. On more than one occasion, he has performed again with Ringo Starr, the lone remaining member of the Beatles. In 2008, he received a Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music, also an honorary degree, a Doctor of Music from Yale. In 2009, he received two nominations for the 51st Annual Grammy Awards. And in October of the same year, he was named Songwriter of the Year at the American Society of Composers and Publishers, ASCAP Awards. On July 15, 2009, more than 45 years after the Beatles first appeared on American television on The Ed Sullivan Show, McCartney returned to the Ed Sullivan Theater to perform on Late Show with David Letterman. In June of 2010, McCartney was honored by Barack Obama with the Gershwin Prize for his contribution to popular music in a live show for the White House. It also featured performances by Stevie Wonder and many others. McCartney's enduring popularity has helped him schedule performances in many new venues. He's played three sold-out concerts at the newly built Citi Field in Queens, New York, built to replace the iconic Shea Stadium where the Beatles performed. In June of 2010, he did a benefit concert at Hyde Park for the Born HIV-Free Foundation. Additionally, in August of 2010, he opened the Console Energy Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this past July, he performed the first concerts at the new Yankee Stadium. McCartney has been touring since 2001 with guitarist Rusty Anderson and Brian Ray, Paul Wicks Wickens on keyboards, and drummer Abe Laborio. His latest album that's was just released recently and introduced on the Grammy presentation was Kisses on the Bottom, a collection of standards. It was released on February 7th, and McCartney was honored as Music Cares Person of the Year 3 days later. And that was prior to his performance at the 54th Grammy Awards. McCartney married New Yorker Nancy Chevelle in a civil ceremony at Old Marylebone Town Hall in London this past October. The wedding was a low-key affair attended by a group of around 30 family and friends. Paul McCartney, our featured artist on A Whole Nother Thing. And we'll be right back with more of Paul. And we're back on A Whole Nother Thing with Bob Goodman. And, well, we've got just about a half hour left. Where did the time go? And I'm looking out the window here, high atop Saddleback College, and where we have 68 degrees under beautifully clear skies. And I'm looking out the window, and it's so light out. And next Saturday, it's even going to be lighter. And the week after, it's just great. Love it. Hey, thanks for sharing your Saturday with me.
knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let him in. Ooh, yeah. Door. Let him in, yeah, let him in.
Paul McCartney, our featured artist. That song was released as a single. It was the flip side of Another Day. And finally showed up on bonus tracks on a couple of different CDs. Notably Wildlife and Ram, depending upon when you purchase those particular CDs. Oh, Woman, Oh, Why, Let Me In, and Let Me Roll It. From Wings at the Speed of Sound, released in 1976. Paul McCartney, our featured artist on this week's Whole Nother Thing. Next Saturday, we'll be featuring the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival. So don't miss that one. Tell all your friends. It's a Whole Nother Thing with Bob Goodman. And let's continue, because we've got a boogie here.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Paul McCartney, our featured artist on Bob Goodman's Whole Nother Thing, and one of my favorites from Ram, Paul and Linda McCartney, and Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey. And right before that, we heard the title tune from Band on the Run and Live and Let Die from the motion picture of the same name. Well, they're playing my song. Got to scoot on out of here. Make way for the Latin Connection. Just want to thank you once again for letting me play some records for you. Hope you enjoyed it. And Hope you'll join me again next Saturday. If you missed any part of today's show, go to my Facebook page. Whole Nother Thing fan page. And tomorrow morning I will upload it for your listening pleasure. This is Bob Goodman saying thanks once again. There's no place else I'd rather spend my Saturday. And hope you'll join me again next Saturday right here on listener-supported FM 88.5 KSBR. Have yourself a great week, and most of all, be safe and be kind.